Welcome to our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex on this Tuesday in Philadelphia. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by the great Adam Kaplan. And we've got a lot to talk about on today's Eagles Live. The Eagles, of course, coming off the big win against the Green Bay Packers, Adam. The Washington Redskins in our sights, making a couple of roster moves. We got so many things to get to before we do all of that. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day. We heard from Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis just a few moments ago, and the offensive coordinator Shurmur saying that Brad Smith, and we'll talk about him in a minute here, Adam, in for a physical, and if he passes the physical, obviously, would become a Philadelphia Eagle. What kind of impact would that have? We're excited about it. Adam knows a lot about him. The offense preps for a rematch against the Redskins. Of course, in the first half of the opener, it was easy. It wasn't nearly that easy in half number two. What's different about the Redskins and the defense this time around? Bill Davis says that, as everyone agrees, I think, D'Amico Ryan's having a Pro Bowl season. He's been outstanding at the inside linebacker position. And with some injuries, the depth keeps the defense playing well. Rock Carmichael steps up against the Packers. The Eagles get 71 snaps from Najee Good at the inside linebacker position. And Patrick Chung returns to the lineup after Earl Wolf goes down. Chung playing well. And also, Colt Anderson getting some reps against Green Bay. And then the injury front, something to monitor throughout the week. Linebacker Michael Kendricks went down on play number two on Sunday. He's listed as day-to-day, although the official injury report not listed until tomorrow. Concern about Earl Wolf for the next couple of weeks. And Jason Peters also ostensibly week-to-week. Adam, let's talk about Brad Smith first and foremost.
Sure.
If this deal goes down, what kind of impact, what kind of player are the Eagles getting in him?
All right, so Dave, Brad Smith is sort of a hybrid player. He's a wide receiver. He's a kickoff returner. He's a wildcat quarterback. You could have him in at a special package on a third down and two, let's say, or three, where you let him roll out a little bit. But he's also a very good special teams cover player, I'm told. So a variety of roles he's played. He never, with the Bills, he got paid a lot of money. He never quite gave them what they wanted. That was sort of an explosive playmaker. You got to put guys in the position the right way. You saw him in the red zone there.
He's good size.
Yeah, he is. He's over 6'2". In fact, as one person told me last night, we were talking about some free agents. He said, well, the one thing that you like about Brad Smith is you could stick him in the slot, and he's a big slot receiver who could run out of that way. And, you know, he's a little bit faster than Jason Avant.
Now, how we know as a special teams player, he could come right in and return kicks.
Yes. If he's healthy.
If he's healthy. Now, it was a rib injury that he had in Buffalo, correct?
Not exactly sure on that one. I know he had an injury.
Oh, I stumped Adam.
No, but here's the thing. That's why it was put out there. He's got to pass a physical. Usually you don't care about that because that's usually,
But it is part of the routine.
Yes, because he was nursing an injury. But fact of the matter is when you look at Brad Smith, he gives you versatility. That's what you're looking for with this particular player. And don't forget, 4 kickoff return touchdowns in his career. If healthy, number 16, as you see there, you could have him pretty much play right away. If he's healthy, Dave.
Yeah.
If you think he could help you and he learns the offense, you could play him.
And you wonder how quickly the Eagles could integrate him, if they wanted to, into the passing game and into the wildcat. I mean, there's certainly another tool for Chip Kelly to use should he become a Philadelphia Eagle. So we'll keep you up to date on that. The Eagles going through their practice today. Nothing official yet on whether or not the Eagles sign Smith. And then the corresponding roster move that would be made. Would a player be waived? Would Earl Wolf go on the short-term IR? Stay tuned for all of that. One thing we do want to talk about here, though, is the Green Bay Packers and the win over Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Obviously, a lot of circumstances going into that. So when we return, we'll get to that. We'll sit down with Rick Minter, the inside linebackers coach, to talk about his group of very impressive players led by D'Amico Ryans. We've got a lot to get to here today on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we're coming right back.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash bags, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
It is our salute to service week here, and you can see the snazzy sweatshirt that I'm wearing. Sold out on the online store, worn by the players and coaches on the sidelines in Green Bay. And speaking of Green Bay, Adam, it's very apparent that there is a connection being made, and very strongly, with Nick Foles and every receiver on this roster. Your analysis of Nick in that game against the Packers?
Very, very solid, very, very efficient. You see only 18 pass attempts. Well, that's usually a good thing for a quarterback. That means you're probably up in the game and probably big, and they were. And I think when you look at Foles in that game, don't forget there was a drop pass there, a bad one by Riley Cooper, but overall, very efficient. The first touchdown pass obviously should have been intercepted. But when you look at this view here, you look at how he creates space to throw the football. You love that. You were there. I think it was a little bit windy and hung up a little bit. But the second touchdown was beautiful, the way that he just created space to throw. I love this. And that's actually a great pass to Cooper over the middle. You mentioned the timing. Don't forget last year working on the scout team, working with the backups. That helps him develop that timing. And you see it there, the run after the catch by DeSean Jackson there. Just great timing. And by the way, the offensive line, Dave, phenomenal in this game. Gave him so much time to throw. And that pass right there, halfway through the route, Foles threw it. That's why it was correct when people were talking about, boy, he has chemistry with Cooper. He said, go get the football.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, and I think that very phrase there, go get the football, it works so well with receivers. They want to know that their quarterback is going to throw it up there and go up and have trust that they're going to go make the play. Riley's creating so much separation with his body. He's a handful for these defensive backs who are smaller. They can't match up physically with him.
Yeah, and I was listening to Howie Roseman show last night. He talked about the baseball ability that he had. You know, he was a baseball player growing up, and that helps you with his hands, as you were alluding to. It's incredible if you look at his body of work this season, the yards per catch. Who would have believed he was a deep threat? I mean, you know, but you just mentioned it with Foles.
I remember writing in the offseason, I remember writing this line, why can't Riley Cooper be Eric Decker? And there are some similarities.
Sure.
He's faster than he looks, or faster than people give him credit for. You, the 19.8 yards per reception, it's not all been, you know, just catches. It's been catch and runs. He's gotten down the field. He's run by people.
Bubble screen, run after the catch, downfield. He's not going to get a ton of separation downfield running with a corner, but what he does is he chases the football. The touchdown pass in the middle of the field was perfect. One thing you saw off the coaching tape, Jennings, number 43, had his back turned, and Foles, once he saw that, he threw it.
Yeah.
He said, go get the football, and he did. It was just tremendous. You nailed it. The chemistry between those two, and then Jackson, you're starting to see it just – I mean, I didn't see this coming.
And really all of this great stuff on the perimeter has enabled the Eagles to get the running game back on track, and LeSean McCoy is not seeing the 8 men in the box. LeSean McCoy is not seeing defenses geared to stuff him behind the line of scrimmage. Teams have to respect the throwing game. And then you see McCoy, who had 155 yards against the Packers, including 50 on the final drive.
Yeah, and talking to our friends at Stats Inc. and their program, it's just amazing. The Eagles want to get 6 men in the box. That is the front that the Eagles try to get the most. In fact, that's what they get the most. Going to this game, over 51%, according to Stats. And that's what they wanted. And they got it in this game. They got a ton of 6 or 7 man looks. And Also, LeSean McCoy had two or three runs where the offensive line broke down and he made unblocked defenders miss. That's another thing that makes it special.
932 rushing yards, leading the NFL both in rushing yards and yards from scrimmage. And the defense, Adam, I know you want to talk about the D. I know you like the D. It's coming along very nicely.
On tape, tremendous.
There are some challenges physically. Earl Wolf could be out multiple weeks. Michael Kendrick's day-to-day. We'll keep you monitored with those injury situations. But the numbers in the last six games versus the first four games, they are staggering. Now, I believe, obviously, that this game is your truest test because the Redskins come in. They are balanced offensively. They're explosive offensively. They've got a quarterback who you have to account for both the arm and the legs. Adam, if the Eagles do it like they've been doing it the last six games, I think you have to say the defense has turned the corner.
They clearly have. Yeah, they're giving up a lot of yards, but it's about points, as we know. Under 18 points a game over the last six. The discipline with what they're playing with, and you see Gethers there. The hand strength of the defensive line, tremendous. That's something you see on tape that they all are taught by Jerry Azzanaro, the D-line coach. It's very clear he's big with hand placement and technique, and it shows up every week. Azzanaro has done a tremendous job. You got to give him credit here. And, of course, that man, Billy Davis, whatever he's teaching them, we don't get to see enough of practice, but whatever he's teaching them, it shows up on tape.
Yeah.
Very disciplined.
Yeah, and they're getting the takeaways. They're not getting the sacks, but they're pressuring the quarterback, making him move out of the pocket and taking the football away. Now, one of the keys has been the development of the inside linebackers, and we had a little sit-down, a coach's corner sit-down with Rick Minter. And Rick Minter, the Eagles' inside linebackers coach, very revealing. Why are the inside linebackers having so much success? All right, we'll get to that piece in just a minute, Adam. Okay. But D'Amico Ryans and Michael
awesome.
Kendricks,
yeah.
And now
yeah.
Najee Good. Now, if Najee Good has to play for an extended period of time here, what kind of player are we looking at? I really like the way he was timing up his blitzes so well in the run game on Sunday.
We're watching the game Sunday, and I just noticed in the first couple of plays, he's run blitzing like every play. And how about this? 70 plays for Najee Good. You got to be kidding me. I mean, who would have seen 70 plays this kid had to play?
Yeah.
He did a great job. And you know, it's interesting. It was very clear once they knew that Seneca Wallace was out of the game, they knew that Scott Tolzien by their scouting can't run. So they're doing run blitzing, and that's scouting. That's what you have to do, and good advanced scouting by the Eagles, and it worked. Did he have six solo tackles? Holy smokes.
All right,
wow.
let's get to what Rick Minter had to say about his group, led by, of course, D'Amico Ryans.
Well, it's been evident over the last few weeks. In our first eight games, if you had to evaluate us, we've certainly been up and down a little bit. You know, we played well right off the bat in the first game of the season. Then we all hit a lull where we didn't play as well as we needed to as a team over the next couple of games. And then all of a sudden in the last four or five games on defense, we've really begun to play well. But I believe the light's coming on for a lot of these guys. It's all brand new to everybody. So I do think the guys are buying into and the results are beginning to show.
Over the past month, the Eagles have allowed the Giants 21 points the first time they played them. They allowed Tampa Bay 20. They allowed the Cowboys 17. And today so far, they have allowed the Giants 15.
Well, it's a blessing, number one. It's fun to come into a meeting room every day where your most productive guy up to this date, one of your best leaders on the football team, is one of your older guys who's bought into everything that we've asked our players to do, whether it be the sports science, the new defense, et cetera. I think the guy's being very productive, but he's a lot of fun to be around.
You know better than this? First one of the year, Monday Night Football. You got nothing to do but go fall out.
Hey, let it loose, bro.
Me and you, all night.
Well, the one thing about him, number one, he has a presence about him, you know, so he kind of commands a room, you know, very presidential, if you will, when he walks into a room. And so he's not a boisterous guy. He's not a loud guy. That's another quality in our room, because when he speaks, people listen.
It's Monday night. Give me everything you got.
Everything.
Monday night, everything you got.
Leave it
out here, baby. Play fast, play hard. Let's beat these boys tonight in their house.
Yep.
1-0, baby.
Hey, four quarters.
We're going 1-0 today. Here we go. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3.
Eagles.
It is second and three for the Redskins. Griffin backpedals. Looks left, looks right. Throws the ball away as he was about to be sacked.
Oh, he was hammered.
Yeah, he was.
Michael Kendrick.
Michael Kendrick hammered. them.
Well, he's got a tremendous upside ceiling now. There's no question about that. We kind of tend to forget he's a second-year football player. His learning curve has been straight up. But I tell you what, over the last three or four games, as our defense has begun to play well, part of it's reflective in our room at linebacker, where Michael Kendrick's beginning to play extremely well, both in the run and the pass. We've got some rough edges. We'll keep working on it. But this guy's becoming very productive for us.
Lead the group. Again, put the team on our back. Make big plays. Win the game. Let's go. Dominate on three. One, two, three. Dominate.
Well, the reason Michael and D play most of the game is because the other guys certainly carry the yeoman's work in our special teams. Najee and now Och and Casey have all carried their load in the special teams, special forces, if you will. These guys are all young linebackers that I think are coming. It's all a learning process. I don't hesitate to throw them in the game, but they've all done everything we've asked, and it's a blessing to have them out there, particularly sharing their load in the special teams. You know, when you get between the white lines, football's football, and you get in the office, it's all in the war room and then our preparation. So from all that point of view, it's really not anything different. You know, it's about X's and O's. I love the scheming aspect. I love the war room aspect of the game. I love seeing players develop and respond and all our efforts come to fruition on Sundays and those types of things. We've got great ownership here. We've got a great atmosphere here. Love every minute of it.
All right, our feature Coach's Corner is on Inside the Season every week, presented by Verizon Wireless, Friday at 1:05 a.m., Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 6 ABC in Philadelphia. And, of course, we will air it here as well each Tuesday. Next week, wide receivers coach Bob Bicknell, whose group is doing a terrific job. When we return to return to Eagles Live, we take some phone calls. We'll start in San Francisco with Mario. So he's up early. He wants to talk Eagles. You up for it, Adam?
Sure.
We got to find out about Brad Smith. There are reports out there that it is going to happen very soon.
It'll happen.
Adam knows everything. I'm Dave Spadaro. That's Adam Kaplan. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Complete over the middle. Tripped up at the 40. Nice pass and a big first down for the Spartans. Nice travel. Rush by.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Eagles Live. We air every Monday through Thursday, noon to 1 o'clock. And let's get to some phone calls, shall we? Mario joins us from San Francisco. Mario.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
This is the first time in years that I've had two Monday morning breakfasts where I really enjoyed them, Adam.
I agree with you, my friend.
Okay. Basically, my question is just basically pointed towards Adam. I noticed in the game Sunday, the corner pack that replaced Bradley Fletcher was his 21. What is
yeah, Rock Carmichael.
Yeah, he did a good job,
really,
but the coaches really need to focus on him looking for the ball because there's a couple of plays. You know, Adam, that he had his back turned, he was covering the receiver.
Yeah, that's happening with every team in the league. This league is made to complete passes down the field. As we take a look at the Eagles in the bubble today at practice, and there
it's
were a couple of times.
Also, it's technique thing.
There were a couple of times when you do, you have to look back, you have to make the play, and I'm sure that the Redskins will test the Eagles down the field.
Mm-hmm. But I was just kind of worried that they'd call a pass interference, you know, on him because his head wasn't turned.
No, you're right, Marion. The Eagles' cornerbacks are very clutchy, grabby. They're very physical. That's what they wanted on defense, physical corners, and that's what they do. Now, Carmichael, you got to understand, Mario, this guy hasn't really played before.
Right.
They're throwing him in there for 70. Is that right? Did he play – how many snaps did he get?
Said
about
71.
72, 73
70,
snaps.
That's incredible.
And
you gotta,
I mean, he played
you gotta
well,
look at this
but like I said, I was just worried because we're in Green Bay, and, the game before Boykin had – return that interception for about 76 yards.
Yes,
I was afraid that, because remember on that the play of the end for Green Bay caught the ball and actually was out of bounds because his elbow was
his
out of line
down,
and we didn't cross it. Oh man, they're gonna try to get it, get one on us. So
but no, you're
Mario,
right.
Give us a prediction.
Right.
Okay, Sunday I say Eagles 31, Washington 20.
All right, thank you for calling so
early.
Thank you so much, Mario.
How about this? Rock Carmichael played more than anyone in this game. 79 snaps, all of them on defense. He took every snap, and 11 on special teams.
And
90
so,
snaps,
and
Dave.
So what they did with the cornerbacks, they put Carmichael on the outside. They kept Boykin in the slot. And on the interception, Jordy Nelson lines up in the slot. Boykin follows him out to the flat corner of the end zone. Ball thrown a little bit behind. And Boykin has the interception.
But when you look at both interceptions, one should have been a touchdown if had the quarterback gotten the ball out of his hands quickly.
Should have, could have, would have, don't
I know. Hey, this is what the tape showed. And then the other one, you got to be kidding me. I mean, he turned his back, he turned his body. You can't make a throw like that.
Right.
But that was good defense. They pushed him.
Can Scott Tolzien beat the Giants this week?
He's a West Coast offensive quarterback, not a very strong arm. You were at the game, Dave. It's 15 yards and in. When he's asked to do that, he could be efficient, as you saw. But when asked to throw far downfield, he's got a problem. He made one really nice downfield pass. That was about it.
215-339-6709. Let's go to the District of Columbia and talk to Carl, who joins us. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Dave and Adam, how's it going?
Great. How you doing?
Standing.
One thing, Dave, did you announce who won the prediction from last week?
I did not announce that. It was somebody from Atlanta, I believe, who picked the score. Yeah.
Because I know that post. You know, one thing, I was listening to the show yesterday on this thing with Foles and drafting a quarterback.
Ryan from Atlanta.
I think everybody wants this, wants Philly to get, we got to have a running quarterback. Well, Foles did a pretty good job of running, folks. And he may not be a first round, but don't forget, Tom Brady was a sixth round pick.
Carl, I know that everybody is so, everybody's so deep into this quarterback conversation. Am I the only one looking at this week by week and understanding that the Eagles have a chance to lead the division by themselves with a win over the Redskins this weekend?
I'm with you, Dave. I love what Foles is doing. He's confident. He's getting rid of the ball. He's not making mistakes. He's able to scramble. I mean, what more can we ask for? Maybe he's not a 4.5 40, but this guy can throw the ball. Everybody said, he can't throw it downfield. Look what he's done the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, he's been great.
I love the offense, and I love – Vinny Curry, I'm so thrilled. I remember when he got drafted, he was so thrilled because he was raised an Eagles fan, and I'm thrilled to see what he's doing.
Yeah, Curry had 28 snaps last week and played very well. It's another sack. He's got four team high. So he's done a very nice job.
Six Harrys, that's pretty good.
Working into the rotation, really gets off the ball nicely, uses his hands. Hey, give me a prediction for the game.
Big prediction, and my Eagles banners down here in D.C. are all waving. Eagles 31, Washington 17.
All right, Carl, thank you for the phone call, and thank you for representing in D.C. on this week. I love it when we play teams and the fans from those cities call in, and it's always a very special week for them. You know what I'm saying, Adam?
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying? Speaking of playing other teams, we've got a stretch run here. We are officially in the stretch run, so let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Adam, you have called, I believe, 8 wins?
8-8, I said in August. I'm
now
not changing.
Now, let's see as we move down the line. Redskins this week.
This game is going to be fascinating. This is a unique challenge because there's no running back or quarterback that plays like this. It's Alfred Marshall running back.
Win or loss, Adam?
I've not made my prediction. I did pick the Eagles to beat the Packers, though, my second time getting it right. Alfred Morris, 46, Dave. I mean, downhill runner. He's been terrific. He's just not scoring touchdowns. This is going to be a fascinating game. You're going to learn a lot about the Eagles in this game. This is a game they should win. Okay, they should win. Will they do it? We said they should have beaten Dallas. They didn't do it.
So we'll pause on that one. Five wins. Arizona.
I would pick a win there.
Detroit.
I would pick a loss there.
So we've got six wins. At Minnesota.
I would pick a win.
Seven wins. Versus the banged up Chicago Bears.
I'm good.
Without
pick.
Charles Tillman, without potentially Jay Cutler.
I think Cutler will be back that week, but before then. I'm going to give the Eagles a loss.
Okay, and then at Dallas.
A win.
So that gives them eight, and then the Redskins game is the one that you're still hedging on because you don't want Eagles fans bombing you on Twitter.
December 29th, that could be for the division, my friend.
Yes, let's go to Marcel in Atlanta who joins us in Eagles Live. Hey, Marcel.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Adam.
How are you?
Doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I woke up this morning, so let's keep it in this proper
place. There we go. That's right.
Yeah, listen, one of the things that I wanted to say to you, Dave, is like when you made that reference towards the quarterback in terms of has anybody seen it like you do, to be honest with you, what the way the offense was advertised as the quarterback should run it in the beginning of the season, that's what I feel like I'm seeing that with Nick. Nothing against Mike. It's just that the way it was advertised, moving fast, efficiently, the whole 9 yards, it seems like Nick Foles is doing it. So that being said, I don't really have too much of a problem with the quarterback position in terms of seeing Nick go run it this way moving forward.
Hey, he's moving forward today. I'm telling you, Marcel, I'm just not looking ahead. I just want to – all I really care about is the Eagles beating the Redskins this week. I mean, I'm enjoying the growth of this team. I'm enjoying – look, the first year of a head coach, you want to put a good foundation in place, and that is clearly happening.
It's an evolution.
I mean, this is exciting stuff, what's happening here, people. This is the start of something that could be really, really great for a long time to come.
The defense is evolving. It looks like they're playing without thinking so much. You know, and it looks like the communication amongst the players is really well. When you have guys who go down and other guys that come in and step in and they don't skip a beat, that's telling you that, you know what, these guys are really buying in. They're starting to understand. Whatever Bill Davis is implementing, they're starting to understand and not thinking so much. And I love it. The only issues that I see is, you know, like I'm looking at maybe like when the draft comes, you know, we just need to get some faster DB, maybe.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Marcel, give me a prediction for the game if you don't mind.
Oh, not 31-17, Eagles.
Golly.
And give Washington, let's say, just over 200 yards, total yards. You know, because all we have to do really, in all honesty, if the DBs play as physical as they have been playing, you know, stop the run. Because, you know, Alfred Morris and that O-line is, you know, they're doing it. So we just need to stop the run. And we've proven it's capable of doing it. I've noticed that Benny Curry's leading the team in sacks, and he's only played, like, what, 19% of the snaps?
Yeah.
You know, so like, wow. You know,
very, very productive. Marcel, thank you very much for the phone call. Adam, I guess my message to Eagles fans, to the many who are watching.
To the masses.
Is you stop focusing. Don't focus on who's the quarterback of the future. Enjoy what's going on right here. There's a great foundation in place. The rookie classes from 2013 and 2012 are growing up in front of our eyes. And this is what you want. This is what happened with Andy Reid, developing that young, talented core that's going to grow and grow and grow and make this team competitive for the Super Bowl for years to come.
And this speaks to what Marcel was talking about. It's about growth within the roster. You're just seeing the last couple weeks just the confidence that the defense is playing with. They're in position to make plays. They're limiting run after the catch. I can't ask for much more when I watch the tape. What else could they be doing other than getting pressure on the quarterback from the outside linebackers? That's probably what if you want to look at something that's disappointing, but the D-line is getting so much pressure. They're getting hurries. You talked about Vinnie Curry, Dave. They have a tremendous group of six young defensive linemen. What else could you ask for there? Now,
Logan's really doing it, huh?
Benny Logan, Dave, I told you before we went on here, the last two games, this game was probably his breakout game. They could not handle him. The Packers couldn't handle him.
Quickness, hands, power.
Hands placement. His hands placement and his violence with his hands, awesome.
Yeah.
And again, give Jerry Ozanar, their D-line coach, credit. Whatever his techniques that he's teaching, they're not just one guy. All of them are doing it, and that's coaching and that's execution by the players.
We will take some more phone calls on the other side, and we will look more in depth at the Washington Redskins, 3-6. They think they can make another run like last year to the top of the NFC East. To do so, they're coming through Philadelphia on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, and we're here to talk about it. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we're coming right back.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Hi, I'm D'Amico Ryans, and I want to say thanks to all of our servicemen and women who protect our freedom and keep us safe. Thank you for your service.
Well, this is the sweatshirt that the Eagles wear on the sidelines during this military week, and it's a beautiful sign of what everyone in the NFL and everyone who is watching and part of this show believes, that the men and women in the military have made this country a free country, and we thank you for your service and dedication to our freedom. And the Eagles have a big plan in place for Sunday's game against the Washington Redskins. Very festive occasion in South Philadelphia on Sunday.
Yeah, my nephew Brian is in the Navy. My father was in the Navy, and it's kind of cool. I love that you guys are doing this.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Washington Redskins here, Adam. This is a 3-6 football team coming off a mini bye week, which is interesting. Yeah. Last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dolphins, so the Dolphins and the Bengals losing off their 10-day break. So I always wonder about that. But you look at the NFC East here. Wide open still. Remarkably, the Giants still in the mix.
Three wins in a row for the Giants.
A loss by the Redskins would pretty much be a death knell to them.
Well, they'd have to win out, kind of like they did last year, winning, what, six straight. So bottom line is, the Redskins need this game badly. They know it. Mike Shanahan's got to feel the heat here, because last year they had to win out to turn their season around and get in the playoffs, obviously. So can they do it here?
Why have they not been the same team?
It's interesting, because I know RG3 has been kind of up and down, but they've run the ball really well with Alfred Morris. He's been great. That's not been the problem. The problem is their passing game downfield has not been there. They're not getting the explosive plays with Pierre Garçon. Garçon against the Vikings took a shorter pass and was able to run after the catch, but they're also on defense. They're not getting the turnovers and the sacks. You know, Arakpo's healthy. Last year he wasn't, but they're not getting the sacks and the turnovers. That's been devastating to them. When you don't get turnovers and you don't get sacks, and you're giving up a lot of points, how can you win?
Let's start with the quarterback, Robert Griffin III, in his second NFL season. Last year, makes the NFL his playpen and just does what he wants with that read option and a new breed of quarterback. Suffers the knee injury. And I think everybody kind of expected that first game back, where the Eagles saw him on Monday night, he wouldn't be the same. Clearly wasn't the same. He's got a new tight end target.
Jordan Reed.
The football well.
He's really good.
Yeah. Thrown some interceptions that he did not throw last year. How different will the Eagles have to deal with him? How much respect for the run game, for example, will they have to have?
Now, with Kendricks, his situation, let's assume for the moment he doesn't play, you would want to use a spy on him. I think that's something that the Eagles did very well against Terrell Pryor with Kendricks, so that's clearly going to be a major challenge.
And I would tell you that Najee Good probably runs well enough to do that.
After one game? He showed he can handle a lot of snaps, that's for sure. Now, 88 Garcon's good, but Jordan Reed is a tremendous player. They're rookie tight end. The reason why Fred Davis, the veteran, is inactive is because of him. And Jordan Reed has been awesome, number 86. And he's what we call a move tight end, a guy that you're not going to line up at every one place. He's not a blocking tight end. He's a move the chains, mismatch type tight end. This is going to be a big challenge for the Eagles. The Eagles have done a nice job against tight ends this season. Well, a big part of it is because they haven't really faced a lot of athletic tight ends.
And Jordan Reed, not part of the mix very much in week number one, Adam. Now he is.
Yep.
And so the Eagles linebackers, safeties, are going to have to be very aware of his presence in the middle of the field. And we've seen the Eagles in the past really struggle against the athletic, down-the-field tight ends.
Yeah, and the 3-4 does help you because it's a more physical defense, especially in the front seven. And I think that'll help them against Reed. And what you also have to do is you got to get a hit on him. You can't just let him. If they're going to line him up in the slot, you can't let him run free. And that's something that has really changed. You remember earlier in the season, Dave, when the receivers and tight ends were running free across the middle. Well, number 59 is making sure that's not happening. He's using an elbow or a forearm. A couple times you've seen players go down. That's because he's being physical with.
In week one, the Eagles offense, and we take another look here at the top performance for the...
Wow, 5.2. I didn't know that about Morris.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Morris having an outstanding season.
He really is.
He really is a great running back. The first game around, the Eagles, they dealt with him very well. They got him in the backfield. They took the lead early. They forced the turnover. They took Morris completely out of his game.
Yeah, and what they did, and you just sort of alluded to it here, what they do is similar to most West Coast teams. They're big on one cut, get downfield. It's an inside zone, outside zone. That's every single play with the run game. It's pretty much the same, unless they do the pistol when Morris is directly in back of Griffin. That's a unique challenge. But they have all the tape. They know what Washington likes to do. They've seen it all over the last two seasons. It's just being disciplined in your lanes. It's something that we have to talk about when you review this team. You must be disciplined. If you get out of discipline, they'll score 30 points.
Now, interesting to watch the Redskins on Thursday night, last Thursday night, against the Vikings. A disappointing loss for Washington. The defense just not showing up at the right times. Had a lot of trouble, obviously, with Adrian Peterson. Had a lot of trouble with Christian Ponder. Now they see Nick Foles, who's playing with a lot of confidence, making good decisions. A lot of weapons established here. So it's a different-looking Eagles offense than in week one. Michael Vick not behind center. You're not worried about that threat of a running quarterback necessarily. If you look at some of these numbers, Adam, they've allowed 31.9 points per game.
It's incredible.
That's ridiculous.
I'm surprised because Jim Haslett, you saw last year in their turnaround, they play with really good discipline. So far, the biggest problems they're having is it's safety. Their safety play has been awful. They don't cover very well at safety. And the corners, I mean, J'Angelo Hall's been around a long time. He's a very inconsistent player. He's kind of a feast or famine player. You saw McCoy in that first game. What happened is the Redskins were really out of position in that first game, and they've had some injuries on their D-line. But the biggest problem that they're having is a lack of discipline.
Yeah, and
they play with no discipline.
They didn't handle the tempo of the Eagles at all. So the second time around will be very interesting to see just how they adjust.
Speaking of adjusting.
Yes.
Did you were there, so you caught it. How about the Eagles adjusting the running game a little bit? How about Nick Foles actually under center?
Yeah, quite a bit.
And why did they do that? It was because on tape, LeSean McCoy was not getting downhill enough. He was dancing too much. It's a smart move by, I would hope, Pat Shurmur had a lot to do with that, helping Chip Kelly out calling the plays. Because when you get LeSean McCoy getting downhill, that's when he makes unblocked defenders miss. He was tremendous. They did it in the fourth quarter. They did it in the first quarter. That was a little wrinkle, which I thought at one point they might do, and they did it.
Yeah. All right, when we come back to Eagles Live, we take your phone calls. We take a look and a listen back to Bill Davis and Pat Shurmur from this morning. All eyes on the Washington Redskins. It's a big one on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles and the Redskins.
What was that word?
Round two. Big one.
Okay.
It's a football term, Adam. Okay. I'll catch you up on it
later. Let me write that.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. We're coming right back.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be. Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max 6 chances, 5 cash bags, 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 mega millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's get to Charles in Florida, shall we?
Sure.
Warm and sunny Florida. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
How you doing, Adam?
What's up, man?
Hey, Adam, this question is for Adam. What do you think of Nick Foles? Do you think he's good, or is this all just some kind of fluke? Because I think back to the Dallas game, and then, I look back, I don't know what to really expect.
Hey, Charles, real quick before Adam answers, can you give me a prediction for Sunday's game?
Oh, yeah. 31-14 Philly.
All right, cool. Thank you. Go ahead,
Adam. All right, here's what I've seen now. What does he have, 10 starts? Is that about right? 10,
yeah.
11 starts? Okay. He handles the pressure on the road. It's amazing. The guy's got 21 combined touchdowns on the road, just 2 interceptions. To me, his upside is sort of like an Eli Manning, a very efficient quarterback with a better-than-average arm. I think Eli's got a little bit of a stronger arm. He's got great size. You like that. He's got tremendous in-the-pocket mobility. The one thing you don't know about him is...
Hey, by the way, it is official. Ahead. Brad Smith wears number 16.
Okay.
He has signed. B.J. Cunningham has been released. So that is breaking news.
Okay.
At Real Brad Smith officially signs his deal.
Oh,
and
on Twitter, at Real Brad Smith.
There you
nice
go.
Nice call, dude.
And... B.J. Cunningham is released.
He's waived, yes.
Okay. We will see what happens with B.J. Cunningham, but the Eagles officially bring in Brad Smith, Adam.
There's the dossier right there. He's a guy who played quarterback at University of Missouri. I've talked to people actually play with him, and he's a first-class individual, great guy, very unique player. I'll be very interested to see if and when he dresses, how they use him. Because, there's 4 roles he could have. It's pretty fascinating.
All right, let's get back to Nick Foles. Is he the real deal?
I need to see more. I need to see more, Adam. But I know that Dallas game is on a lot of everyone's minds. I'm sure it is, and it deservedly so. You've seen the downside of this quarterback. You've seen the tremendous upside of this quarterback. You've seen efficient play. He pretty much can do it all. And Marcel was talking about this. It was actually a great point. You saw him in the read option. And one of the things that he did really well, and I saw this in training camp, he really hides the football in a read option. He's actually really good with that, and that's something you didn't know about because you didn't see the Eagles run it much. But did you notice that the Packers were not respecting the run at all, and that's why Foles got so much space to run the football? And you know what? If they're going to keep doing that, low in the box against McCoy, then by all means, read option, let Foles run. It would be Foles' choice because he has to make the call. So I like what I've seen from Foles. I want to see more of him. And there's a term that scouts say all the time. He leaves you wanting more. You want to see more out of him.
Adam, if Nick Foles, my contention is if Nick Foles had been a first-round draft pick and set all of your franchise records in his rookie season as far as what a rookie quarterback does, and then would come back in year two with 16 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions through 10 weeks, would you be saying you need to see more?
I don't care what round he's drafted.
By this time,
it doesn't matter.
By this time of Donovan McNabb's career, everybody was like, okay, we're all on board with Donovan McNabb. What's the difference exactly?
What's the difference in regard to
how people like Charles, how people are looking at Nick Foles?
Because what happened was there was a lot of negative information out there on Foles before he was drafted. In fact, I thought for sure he'd go in the fifth round. The Eagles.
Other than foot speed, what was the negative?
It was just that he was an inconsistent player. But I remember Andy Reid telling me, he said, here's the thing you guys didn't see. They had a lot of problems. The coaching staff got fired. The offensive line had injuries. And he threw a lot of checkdowns. He didn't throw a lot of downfield. And that you weren't sure about his arm. And I was there at the Senior Bowl. He was terrible there. And I kind of laughed when the Eagles drafted him. I didn't think he could play, to be honest with you. Now we know. Now we have the answers. This guy absolutely could play. And he could play any way you want him to play. And he can run the read option. And if the defenses, Dave, are going to stack the box, you've got to run that thing.
Yeah.
Make them pay for it.
All right, let's hear what Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator who met the media earlier this morning, see what he has to say about the offense in general as they get ready for the Washington Redskins on Sunday.
I see something upstairs. When I say we, offensive or defensive coaches, then if there's something that warrants a challenge, they'll get it to me, and then I'll communicate it to coach. I'm assuming you're talking about the one play that came up. From our view, and we got a lot of coaches upstairs, from our view where we were sitting in the press box, we saw 2 feet down, and there was really nothing for us that we could see with the elbow as being down. Now, had we had the benefit of the broadcast where they were able to cut it up, certainly we would have challenged, but we don't get that. We do get some replays at times, but there are times when they're not that timely. Well, why didn't you guys text me, right? I mean, you guys get it on Twitter before it was, so, I mean, that's what you could do as well. I'm sure don't do that. That's, I see the same defense we played against last year or the first time, opening game. They got Merriweather. They've got, a very veteran group. They've got over 30 years of experience in the secondary. They're very veteran up front. They play extremely hard. They're very active. And, I think that's going to be a challenge for us. I think Coach Kelly said it yesterday, maybe we'll get in the bus and drive around. We'll drive to Jersey and back, or I don't know. We love to have a dominance at home. We found a way to win games on the road, which we all know is difficult. And we just got to come back and play better. It's any great answer. We just got to play better against our opponents that we play at home. And the reality of it is this is a week-to-week thing. And we got to do what we can this week to play this week's opponent and make more plays than they do, and that just happens to be the Redskins. I think we did a good job blocking. We played very physically up front. I think LeSean did a good job of running downhill. I just think it was a team effort. Typically, when you run the ball well, you're getting good blocks. LeSean broke some tackles. He hit it up in there nice, and we got good physical play up front. I thought Allen did an outstanding job. We've known all along that if he had to go in and play, because he's our primary sub at either guard or either tackle, we knew that as coaches that if he went in and played, that he would play very physical, and he did that. And so we didn't change the plan. We asked him to go in there and do the things that Jason does, and he did a nice job. How we run the offense is the same. We've obviously incorporated more and more things. Typically after you do something for a few weeks, you kind of move on to other things, and you circle back. And then you're always aware of the second time you play an opponent because you've seen each other, and then you make adjustments. So, yeah, we've evolved quite a bit, although from a coaching standpoint, what we do is very recognizable compared to week one.
All right, so the breaking news is wide receiver kick returner Brad Smith in, B.J. Cunningham out, Brad Smith at practice today. And we'll speak to him later on after practice. Now let's go to defensive coordinator Bill Davis, who spoke to the media earlier today.
DeMeco is the leader of our defense, and he's having an outstanding Pro Bowl year. And we couldn't be happier with everything DeMeco's doing for us. He quarterbacks. We give him a lot of leeway. He can get us in and out of defenses. He gets us in the best defense possible. And as the season's gone on, we as a staff have got more and more confident in his ability to put us in some good situations, and he has. And then from there, he's doing a great job playing the middle linebacker position. Between tackle and tackle, he is a force. Whether it's crossing routes that he's knocking out or it's the inside run game that he's tackling, he had one of the best form tackles I think I've seen in a long time last week. So We couldn't be happier with DeMeco. And I don't know the difference between last year and this year. You'd have to ask him, me not being there. But I know I'm real happy with the way he's playing for us. The guys that had to step in, and it says a lot to the position coaches and how well they have these guys prepared. We had two or three guys that had to step into a major role, and they stepped up and handled their own, and Najee was one of them. And I think he had a good start. This week, taking more of the reps will help and just continue his growth. But we were very impressed with the way he played, you know, one game so far. Luckily, we're getting Patrick Chung back, and Patrick got some of the rust off in the last game. And, you know, we have a solid safety group with Colt and Kurt, you know, right behind there. And Patrick will step in, and Earl will get healed. And as quick as he can get back in, we'll throw him back in and continue his development. Having one of the youngest defensive line in the NFL, and what Coach Azzanero and Eric are doing on the D-line with their fundamentals and techniques, and I think this gets lost in it, but every single practice, Jerry Az takes those guys on the sled, and they hit the sled, which is really uncommon in the NFL. The level of fundamental work we do on the defensive line, and we felt that we had to have that happen for us to grow into a two-gap system. And the young guys, by the way they're playing and the techniques, their footwork, their hand placement, I think it's a tribute to the coaching they're getting at the position level and their willingness to dive in. And you see that in the run game, and it's also why DeMeco and Michael are productive. It's always the front line always has a lot to do with how the inside backers are playing. I think their offense has expanded, like our defense has expanded. You start the season with a core group of things, and then as you go and face different offenses or defenses, you grow your package. And I think their package has grown, and I think RG3's mobility, and I think the coaches kind of find what they can do with them and without them coming off that knee injury in this first year, that I think they've grown their package, and he looks a lot more mobile than he was in the first. I think the sack is overrated in the NFL right now. I think we make too much of it on both ends. I think the pressure a quarterback feels, we always talk about, can we get the offense off rhythm and the quarterback uncomfortable in the pocket? And I think we're doing that. Even though the sack numbers aren't as high as we would like, there's, like you alluded to, there's pressures, there's batted balls, there's errant throws sometimes. Just a matter of keeping a quarterback uncomfortable, and that ball that looks ugly was a bad pass. Had a lot to do with a throwing lane being clogged up or an arm up in the face or not having a clean lane to see in. So all those things contribute to making a quarterback uncomfortable in the pocket, and that's our goal. If the sack numbers are high, that's great. If they're not, that's okay as long as he's uncomfortable. It's when he's sitting back there with a real comfortable look in his eye that I get uncomfortable.
All right, that's Bill Davis. Talking defense, we're going to be talking a little offense in just a bit. Nick Foles, quarterback and wide receiver DeSean Jackson, meeting the media at about 1:15, so tune back then. Go get yourself a bite to eat and come back and hear what Foles and Jackson have to say about Round 2 against the Washington Redskins. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank Adam Kaplan for joining us. We'll see you Sunday.
You got it.
For the kickoff show, for the postgame show, and Jeremiah Trotter joining us as well. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles Live. Brad Smith and Eagle, details to follow, and make sure you tune in to the Eagles update tonight. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.